Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com. My next guest is an award-winning creative director and entrepreneur with a history of building brands and successful campaigns and increasing business sales and revenue. And one of the areas we're going to talk about is through his company that is specializing in controlled environment agriculture, which, if you didn't know, CEA, the practice of growing plants in fully controlled indoor spaces, using technology to create optimal growing conditions for crops. That can range from fully enclosed systems to automated greenhouses with computer controls for watering, lighting, and ventilation. I'm here right now with the director of strategic partnerships for the grow facility company called DAG DAG.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Todd Friedman is with me. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So now building these facilities now for the cannabis and food industries is the point for DAG, and you're delivering what's being said is a single source of accountability for indoor agricultural facilities. So harvest the streamline the construction process to ensure an organization's success. So really quickly, just these CEA facilities, what is it that makes it so much different than the conventional greenhouse that everybody really is normally building?
Well, CEA facility is controlled environment, so there's a lot of parts and pieces to it. So if you imagine you're building a giant machine, actually. You're building a machine to grow plants. So it's super complex. So if you have to have a controlled environment so that, you know, the plants are, you know, in the right environment, the environment can change, or you have to be able to have control over each and every room. And then you have to find ways to quarantine certain things so you don't contaminate. And then it has to be a really good operation. It has to have great operational flow so that you can have an efficient operation and maintenance and that kind of thing. So it's a complex thing to build. And it's kind of like, the best way I could describe it is if you're building a car, right? And you had all these different companies, like one company building the carburetor, one company building the engine, one company building the shell of the car, you know, the outside of the car, one company building the windshield. And then you ask them to try to get together and put that car together for you. You know, what's that car going to look like? A controlled environment greenhouse, whether it be a greenhouse or a warehouse. You have all these disparate companies trying to put together a facility for you if it's not managed properly. And that's basically what we do is we spearhead the leadership on the entire project. We make sure that all of those pieces are able to come together, all those really complex pieces. You know how hard it is just to do your kitchen in your house, right? You know, all the different things coming together. Now you've added all this equipment, and it has to perform as a unit, it has to perform as one machine. So that's really, you know, that's what makes controlled environment agriculture different than just having a greenhouse where you're just kind of sheltered inside. You've got a lot of systems and things going and working in unison, basically.
Now, I want to send people to the website real quick and just bring up what you make point of on the website. So when listeners go to dagfacilities.com and go to a section that says cannabis, when you go ahead and pull down the menu, and on that section about cannabis and hemp, you make the point that the biggest challenge is that large-scale cannabis facilities are difficult to plan, design, build, and operate. So what can you tell me about the CEA facilities that a DAG will do that helps to streamline that? What is it that you're seeing this would answer those kind of large scale issues of any other type build?
Well, I mean, I think one of the biggest ways to solve the problem is have one neck to strangle, one neck to grab. Generally what we find is people are going to shows and they're finding all this different equipment, and then they go to an architect. Hopefully that architect has some experience. The architect designs the job that he's done and somewhat done, and he hands it off to, and then they bid the construction. And then the construction guy gets the job. And then, you know, you have all, you know, it's kind of that same story I just told, I guess, a little bit, is you have all these disparate parts and pieces. And when you have one single source that goes from the planning phase to the design phase to the construction phase, there's that story, the same story from the very beginning on how your facility is planned, is coordinated and organized throughout the entire process. The equipment can be ordered on time early enough to show up at the right time so that your facility can be actually built 33% faster than if you did design first, then bid out the construction, and then build. So it'll increase, you'll be able to get it done 33% faster basically by doing plan, design, build rather than design, bid, build. And that's what we offer. That's one of the main things we offer.
Now, what about with these facilities when it comes to anything it does? I mean, how much does it help, I guess, in terms of sustainability from the amount of water use to the light usage? Is there any kind of artificial intelligence that can be embedded into this? Some of the other options that obviously some companies might look at to save on costs and to also save on the amount of staffing necessary if it can be done where there's more automation than there might be human input.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how you need to plan your facility. You want to choose lights that aren't going to be heating up generally your grow rooms. You want to choose so that way your HVAC doesn't have to be as powerful and stuff like that. So it's all about coordinating what your needs in. Like, you know, some people say, well, we want solar, and there are some builds that were completely controlled by solar, but you might not realize how much solar panels you need, you know, to be efficient as an operation. So you really have to look at each project individually. There's ways to, you know, clean water with, you know, reverse osmosis. There's ways to, depending on whether you're on sewer or you're on, you know, if you're on well water. So all of that stuff has to be discovered early. And then what we do is what we call, you know, right size your project for what you're able to do. You might have a pretty small cultivation, and you want to be as sustainable as possible, but, you know, it has to make business sense. We always want to make a more sustainable grow, but if you make it super sustainable and the expense outweighs the benefit, you know, especially for lettuce, let's say I know we're talking about cannabis today, but, you know, you've got a smaller scale crop, as terms of, you know, value crop. You have to be really, really smart on how you make that grow efficient. So based on your business, you would give us, the exact criteria that you want, and we will always look into ways to make it, you know, more sustainable. There's energy programs that are able to give you a considerable amount of money back on certain things. So, we've had lighting that was paid for up to 3/4 by the state of your lighting costs. So, there's a lot of different ways to do that, and it all depends on your particular grow. And we'll do the work to figure that out.
As good as we make the point of that about how for those, you know, there's obviously the advantage of having a facility like this, but, you know, to also have for those that are coming into this to realize this is not something where, I mean, it's more about efficiency than it is trying to go ahead and cut any corners, basically. That's where it looks at for me in that standpoint. I want to look at the actual approach that you have with these facilities. So you make a point about you have In three phases, you set up foundational planning, design and pre-construction, and construction. So if you can, take me through quickly what the process would be to set one of these facilities up and some of the questions that you're commonly getting as these facilities are being looked at and people are looking at estimates, looking at blueprints and building. What are some of the common things you notice?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The common things we notice is the planning stage is kind of skipped, as crazy as that may sound.
Right.
So what we do is we do a full schematic of the facility. It's not an expensive process. We discuss it with the client very carefully. We proportion all the rooms properly. We plan that for the operational flow so that, you know, if you imagine like if you saw the movie Founder, when they were figuring out how to make those burgers and they had all the steps of all the employees, like thinking about, you know, are people going to run into each other? Are they going to have to get up on ladders all the time? Is there room for your, you know, for a cart with plants on it? So we start off with the flow of the operation and the sizing of the rooms. And then we make sure that the equipment that we're going to select will fit in those rooms. So you actually build your facility around the equipment rather than, you know, just build a facility and hope the equipment's going to fit in properly. So, we right size it, we build it for operational flow, we plan the quarantining. And then what we do is we give a good, better, best. So we'll say, okay, yeah, based on the different levels of equipment you can put in your facility, here's good. It's still good. Here's the good lighting. Here's the good racking. Here's the good fertigation equipment. Here's the better level and here's the best. And you can pick and choose from any of those categories. We're not selecting equipment at that moment, but now you're able to look at your entire budget. Okay, I'm going to have a 10,000 square foot facility. I'm going to pick this type of equipment. And now I understand instead of just throwing out a square foot multiplier based on my operation, this is what my facility should look like. And then at that point, if you want to make any little changes here and there, go ahead and say, well, I want a better racking system and I want a better injection system and you can make those selections early on. You can right size your facility for how much you want to grow. Obviously, we're going to calculate the yield on that. And now you've gotten, it's not 100% of the picture, but now you've got it mapped out. You've got a whole understanding of the cost of everything down to the materials, down to the construction, down to the equipment. And you can say, okay, I can get this much yield. It's going to cost me around this much. And then now we're ready to go through the design phase where we're going to integrate. So that would be phase two. So that I just explained phase one, right? Foundational planning. But also, you know, part of that foundation, I'm going to back up a little bit, sorry, but foundational planning, you know, do I have sewer? Do I have enough electrical on the property? Is there a history on that property where there's contamination? You know, so you also have to, in the foundational planning stage, make sure that you're in the right place for your facility, understand everything it's going to take to build it to, you know, from the, you know, from a 10,000 foot view, and then move into phase two. So now you've got it. Okay, you kind of have a really good understanding of what you're going to do. Then you could go to phase two, and then we start to integrate. We start to select, do all the selections of all the equipment. We're integrating, you know, we have the MEP, we have the architecture. We're integrating all the professionals together with all the equipment. We're getting all that priced out, all those selections made. And then we're doing, so this is where there's overlap. So now we're starting to do early procurement. So As you may or may not know, you know, when we had COVID, there were some supply chain issues. And, you know, for instance, if you want to switch gear for your building, it takes a year, which is, you know, the electrical control that's entering into your building. So, you know, we have to give that a year in advance to order now. It's up to a year. Maybe it's coming down a little bit. And there's other equipment that we have to plan. So while we're designing the facility and integrating all the aspects and getting you final construction drawings, we're also procuring the equipment. So there's some overlap, and that's another thing that a single source is.
What you're doing basically is a lot of proactivity. Before you get into the process, you're evaluating the property before you even get to work on breaking ground on the project. You look at all the parameters when it comes to the building, to the blueprint, to getting that set to understand if there's anything, there might be any issues to look at. You're asking all the questions that they might not be asking, the customer might not be asking themselves. You're taking all that heavy lifting off of them. At the end of the day, Todd, what's an average timeline between the point that says, okay, we approve this blueprint, go ahead and build? What's the normal build time?
Well, the whole project's, you know, most entire project is about a year, and a lot of them are close to a year long. For very big projects, it could be, you know, close to a year and a half, you know, depending on the project. So it's not always easy to say, but we can certainly expedite it because we're doing that parallel processing. And I won't give you a strange, for instance, like there was this one company that was trying to do it on their own, and they showed us, they didn't understand what they were looking at in terms of their site. And the site actually had a jail that was buried underneath the ground. That they were not, an old jail that they were not able to build on top of. So, you know, you got to know what you're looking at. You got to know what you're doing. And then if, you know, since we've done quite a few of these, we're able to make that parallel process, we call it, or stacking and synchronizing tasks. So even in the design phase, when we're in the foundational planning phase, we can be doing civil work while we're planning the facility and designing the facility. So we could be doing the civil work before all your construction drawings are done. So that's, you know, flattening, you know, leveling the ground, getting everything ready for construction. So that's the
So again, let's direct listeners to dagfacilities.com, dagfacilities.com. And talk to me real quickly, as people go to the website, where they should go to be able to get started.
All right. So you could click on anywhere it says plan a facility. And there you can enter your information, you know, you can enter the basics, like, you know, what type of facility are you looking at? Maybe it's a warehouse, maybe it's a greenhouse, maybe it's a hybrid. You know, give us a little bit of that. And then, you know, square footage or how much yield you want would be nice to get started so that we can kind of get ready to frame the conversation. Fill in that information and then we'll get back to you, you know, to you within a day or so. It's over the weekend, maybe, you know, it'll be Monday, but less than one work day, we'll be able to get back to you and call you and then get a call together where we're going to ask all the questions to make sure that we have a really good understanding of what you're trying to do. Just make a good introduction and understand thoroughly what anybody's trying to do. So just click on plan a facility with DAG.
So again, I've been joined with Todd Friedman, Director of Strategic Partnerships with DAG, the Grow Facility Company. Todd, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you very much for having me.